Jeff Isaac is an opinionated scholar, a professor of political science at Indiana University. He has written many books, is a regular contributor to respected journals, and takes to social media to share his feelings and bring political science just a bit closer to the average person. He grew up in a typical New York City neighborhood, playing stickball and hanging out on the street corner. Watergate drew the teenager into the world of politics and theory. He's found a home in Bloomington, where he also plays piano for the Postmodern Jazz Quartet. He joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here, my guest in the studio today, Jeffrey C. Isaac. He's a professor at the Indiana University Department of Political Science. Thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thanks for having me, Big Mike.
Jeff Isaac is a guy who has a presence on social media.
That is true.
Are you ready?
Have you hacked into my emails?
I'm going to quote from you.
Quote from me.
Donald Trump is a...
He is a...
You're a professor of political science at a state university. How can you be speaking like this?
Because I want to. Because I exercise the freedom that I possess in this country. Actually, it raises some serious issues. There are some academics who have gotten in a lot of trouble at their universities for tweeting or making statements on social media that are very provocative, perhaps incendiary, but they share in common the fact that they're using not only a non-scholarly way of talking, but kind of emoting, expressing strong opinions in a way that is very different than the way I express myself when I'm publishing, mm-hmm. writing essays for journals, even on Facebook. But on Facebook, there's a whole other thing that's going on. People are posting stuff about what they ate, the music that they like, how they feel today, cursing at a neighbor for making noise, mm-hmm. or saying that Donald Trump is a which I'm often moved to say.
Another professor might be worried, might get jittery about speaking like that and would refrain from speaking like that. Would that happen here at Indiana University?
I could say that that's never, ever stopped me from saying anything. And certainly now it wouldn't stop me because no one can harm my career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tenured full professor. I do my job. I mean, there are bad things that a person could do that could jeopardize their career. I don't think saying Donald Trump is a on Facebook is one of them.
Jeff Isaac, he has written for The Nation, Dissent Magazine, The American Prospect, a number of books he's put out, topics including The Meaning of the Eastern European Revolutions of 1989, Hannah Arendt, Albert Camus.
Yes.
You've written books on political theory and power. You've edited an edition of The Communist Manifesto. On Big Talk, we like to get to first questions a lot.
Yeah.
Among the topics that you've written about are power.
That's right.
Now, what does that term mean, power, when we use it in the political science sense?
I published a book on power in 1987. The book that I published, based on my dissertation, was about some very intense debates that political scientists and political theorists, sociologists, were having about the meaning of power at that time.
Hmm.
Most people who are interested in power are interested in some idea of who controls the way things are.
Yeah.
Who has the capacity to shape the way things are? And, you know, political scientists interested in power are primarily interested in the ways that public policy and the exercise of state power are determined, or the ways that they are shaped, who is shaping them, or how they're being shaped.
What does the term liberal mean today?
Liberalism is certainly a deeply contested concept.
Mm-hmm.
It derives from the idea, the French idea of libre or liber in Latin, the idea of freedom or to be liberated. And liberalism historically has been associated with a liberation from, let's say, the privileges of the old order or feudalism, religious establishment. But today, I think in American public discourse,
mm-hmm.
It has often become used as a kind of epithet or term of abuse.
And what's fascinating is that even people on the left today are using it as an epithet.
That is fascinating. It's also true, I think, that there have been forces on the left that have always been anti-liberal.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, it could even be said that Marx and Engels were anti-liberal.
Hmm.
So I think that it's not so surprising to me that certain individuals or groups that identify as being on the left are anti-liberal. It's also the case that on the right, being anti-liberal has become almost like de rigueur. It's essential to disparage liberalism.
Mm-hmm.
The more interesting thing is how many liberals, I mean, people who are not really on the far left and they're not on the right, but they're reluctant to use the term liberal or liberalism, and how widely the term neoliberalism has also become a term of abuse. Neoliberalism, I think, does not mean quite the same thing as liberalism does, but both of these terms are terms that I think are under a wide, let's say, shadow of suspicion. For much of my political life and my academic career, I thought of myself as not a liberal, never an anti-liberal, but not a liberal. I thought of myself as a Democrat with a small D,
yep,
or a radical Democrat, or a democratic socialist. There are different terms but I was resistant to the term liberalism. That started changing actually after 9/11.
Huh.
And for me now, I actually embrace the term liberal. So I'm happy to embrace the idea of liberalism because it is really under siege now.
There was once a young guy, Jeff Isaac, in New York City.
There was. That's true.
Standing on the street corner with his buddies, talking about this and that.
Yeah.
Maybe politics.
Sometimes, maybe, but not so much. It was really only when I entered Queens College in the mid-1970s that I really became interested in politics. That Jeff Isaac that was on the street corner, like, or hanging out, was mainly playing stickball or playing basketball, you know.
I'm smelling, seeing, hearing New York.
Totally. Yeah, Queens. And, you know, that guy never thought he would be an academic. And if we went back to that guy, it would be absurd. He would be laughing at the thought.
You tickle those keys occasionally. You are a jazz keyboardist.
I am.
The postmodern jazz quartet.
For me, this has been my thing musically. We play basically kind of post-bop jazz.
Was the stickball kid playing piano?
Oh, absolutely. But the stickball kid, first of all, the stickball kid took classical piano lessons and learned a ton, but hated to practice. And the stickball kid, for the first 2 years that he took piano lessons, I guess starting when he was 8, he didn't have a piano, so a neighbor, a terrific woman named Bella Goldman, she used to let me come into her house and practice the piano. And what I would do is go in there and basically sit around there and not practice the piano and then come home and tell my mother that I practiced the piano.
Jeff Isaac, he's a professor at the Indiana University Department of Political Science. Jeff Isaac, thanks for being
on
Big Talk.
We're done now. Thanks for having me, Big Mike.